Deborah Colley gingerly steps over construction materials at the old Gordon Cooper Library.
So our offices will be right over here in the closed-off glassed-in area on the north side of the building.
Her organization, the Carbondale Council on Arts and Humanities, is moving some of its operations here, along with another nonprofit, Dance Initiative.
It's pretty exciting.
So dancing and artwork.
Yeah, in one space. We can't wait to see what will happen because, we haven't really seen what happens when those two art forms intersect in Carbondale.
The building, dubbed a community space for the arts, will include two gallery rooms with artwork, staff offices, a gift shop, and perhaps the most conspicuous part, two professional-grade dance floors.
So this will be comparable, basically, to what the New York City Ballet has in their studios, which is pretty awesome.
The dance studios will mainly be used by community members who can rent them for things like modern dance classes, dance therapy, and yoga. The idea is to provide an affordable space for movement-based artists and musicians to teach, create, and rehearse. Dance Initiative is the force behind the dance floors. The small organization started in 2009, and since then, it's been looking for a home.
What we wanted was space for dancers to be able to rehearse and create.
Peter Gilbert is the founder and director of Dance Initiative, which will bring in visiting artists.
They may come from New York, or they may come from Denver or California. So we bring the teachers in and periodically have workshops. So this is allowing the dancers and teachers that are here to benefit from outside influence.
The effort to secure space in the old library was no easy feat. It's a town-owned building, so it was up to town council to choose who got the lease. At first, the town trustees decided to allow artist James Searles to create an art center there, but then he pulled out of the deal. In June, the board made its decision after weighing four proposals, including a pay-it-forward cafe, a youth hostel, headquarters for the Chamber of Commerce, and the launch pad. Trustee Alan Harvey was a yes vote for the latter.
This really opens up an opportunity to really allow the dance groups that are out there to have a home. But I don't think there's been a real central place for those kinds of arts to focus. So this really, I think, is going to provide another leg in our very multi-legged stool of arts in Carbondale.
One trustee, Frosty Marriott, voted against the launch pad proposal. The Soper Sun reports he was upset with the selection process, saying it had divided the community twice. Back at the construction site, Deborah Colley of CCAH continues our tour of the new space.
So in this studio in here is going to be a more traditional ballet studio.
Crews are completing the flooring and installing lighting in preparation for a grand opening on October 9th. CCAH and Dance Initiative will pay the town of Carbondale $12,000 a year in rent, and their lease lasts for 5 years. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.